Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
My good friend Jerry Dulac joins us. My friend, welcome. It's always great to hear you.
Well, Steve, as you know, I always enjoy chatting with you, and whether it's Steelers or golf, or is probably today, the NFL draft, but always a treat to be with you, my friend.
I am going to slip in, by way of PGA question late. How about that? We'll do that.
That's fine. I always enjoy it. I'm always ready for it.
I love it because this time it's Kilton, south of Rochester. So
right.
Not a bad track. So we'll start with this. The Steelers are sitting in that mid area in the teens, and I've done enough shows now in the past month where I've talked a lot about Joey Porter Jr. What is your thought process on that spot there, considering what the roster makeup is at this hour?
Well, I will say this to you, Steve. I like Joey Porter, and the Steelers like him too, but I don't know that they like him at 17. But I think he's a first-round pick. I've seen some mocks where he's gone before the other two guys. But I think the other two guys, Witherspoon and Gonzalez, separate themselves. And then you have another tier of corners with Deontay Banks, Joey Porter, Cam Smith and Keeley Ringo. They're down a little lower. But those are guys who, could probably be starters in the NFL. But they might not be the number 17 pick. And so I think that's kind of where they are looking at Joey Porter. But I don't think there's any question he will be a nice cornerback in the NFL.
What do you think, then, about what matches up as a 17th pick for the Steelers if they stay in that spot?
Well, I think if they stay put, chances are it's going to be an offensive tackle.
Okay.
And probably, Darnell Wright has a chance to be there. Paris Johnson won't. Broderick Jones could. There's a couple medical issues on him, but nothing that won't preclude taking him at 17. And if other people, say, have a medical issue with him, then maybe he'll drop a little. But I think ideally, if you look at the one position that cries for a starter, Steve, in that defense, to make that defense complete, when you've got a Pro Bowl player at defensive end and you have a Pro Bowl outside linebacker and you have a Pro Bowl safety, the one area where they are deficient is cornerback, where you can use a new big-time, if you will, number one draft pick corner. And so if they believe that, which they know that will, that may be the missing piece on their defense, then they're going to have to make a trade. And they're in position to do that with three picks in the top 49, including that 32nd pick, which they're going to get a lot of phone calls about.
Ooh, yeah,
so,
they are going to, yeah.
So I could see them, if they are going to make a trade, and I kind of wrote about this today, I think the thing they would probably like to do is make a trade and go up and get Christian Gonzalez from Oregon, because they're going to have to. He won't be there at 17. Neither will Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah, no,
but
you're
that
right.
That being said, if they end up taking the tackle then at 17, I think they feel there are enough good corners, low first round, early second round, the guys I mentioned, they can still get a starting caliber corner at number 32. So that's probably what's going to happen, but I would not be at all surprised if they go and make that move up, if they feel this is what we need to do, get one of the top flight corners, what they consider the two top flight corners, to complete that defense.
Yeah, and you're right about 32, because that's the Chase Claypool one, the one
right
that Chicago will rue the day that they made that deal. It's like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, Hey, Jerry, it's Matt here. I think we lost Steve again. We've unfortunately been having some connection issues there, but we'll keep it going. So you mentioned Christian Gonzalez likely would be one candidate if the Steelers were to trade up. And Omar Khan has made it clear this offseason he's not afraid to make some moves. He's kind of been changing the philosophy a little bit. So any sense of how much of a chance that might happen where he actually might make a trade up tonight?
Yeah, I think I don't want to sit here and say there's a good chance because who knows? First of all, you have to find a suitor. You know, and then it becomes, okay, how far do you have to go up? And so I think, but there's no question that with their, you know, it's a, look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a different mentality because Kevin Colbert made trades too. You know, unfortunately, they made a bad one for Devin Bush. They traded up to get Paul Amalu because they believed those were missing pieces. And if they believe one of these corners, you know, or one of these corners, Sauce Gardner, I don't know. You know, are they Patrick Surtain? Maybe. I know Christian Gonzalez is very athletic, and they brought him in for one of their 30 pre-draft visits. So, you know, there's no question, I'm sure, that possibility is very much on their radar, whether they can pull it off, see how far they have to go up, see what they might have to give up. But they are in somewhat of an advantageous position to do that. All that being said, when you have three picks in the top 49, you're doing okay right there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. And by the way, Martin, the kid from Tennessee that you brought up, he shut out Will Anderson. And that, to me, that's part of that practical application. You sit there, you got to be pretty good to do that. By the way, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have reached a 5-year contract extension.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, what's your reaction to that?
Not surprising. I mean, I think, you know, the Ravens, to me, had no other choice. I mean, if they go and draft Anthony Richardson, then, you know, they're another year or two away. Lamar Jackson is a, you know, he's a red-letter player. To me, Steve, you've probably heard me say this in the past, he is the most unstoppable player in the National Football League. Okay, I know people want to question his throwing ability, but, you know, there's no question about the strength of his arm, and they really haven't given him wide receiver target since he's been there. It's been very strange.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because they want to build it around the run. Well, Lamar Jackson is your star. He's your franchise guy, and you better give him the passing weapons to add to his repertoire. But he's a dynamic player, probably the most dynamic player in the National Football League. I'm not surprised they reached agreement with him.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because when they go out of the division, or not just out of the division, when they go out of the conference, the Ravens, for the most part, usually do pretty well. I think the Giants were the first team to beat Jackson from the NFC in years, but the division guys get to them because they know how to play how the Ravens play.
Right, right. They see him twice a year, and the Steelers do a nice job against Lamar Jackson. But, you know, I see that a lot, though, too, with the Ravens in general, the Steelers in general. These other teams, these other divisions, they don't play as physical. They don't play that type of football. And so when they come across the Ravens, when they come across the Steelers, they're like, you know, that's a whole nother level of intensity. And it's hard for them to match it unless that's the type of team they are, and most of them aren't.
Yeah. So basically what I'm judging for you think this draft is deep enough at corner where the Steelers can move up to get the one they want, and if they don't, they still have enough to find one that will help them. Is that fair?
Right. It just depends which one they think they really need. There's no question. I think they feel there's three or four guys late first round, you know, that 32nd pick, early second round, who can come in and be a starter. And they need a young starter at corner more so than any other position. Now, that's not to say they couldn't use an offensive tackle, and it's not to say they don't need to find the next Cam Hayward. But I think right now, that's what they need to do.
The Steelers obviously drafted their quarterback in Kenny Pickett. So you probably haven't looked at the quarterbacks as often, but what's your general impression of this group? Because you know darn well four, maybe five of them may go in the first round.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, I'm curious, because you would have a good perspective on this as well. This idea that Will Levis is the number two pick and the number two quarterback in the draft just blows my mind, because I think if that happens, some GM is waiting to get fired if he makes that move. And the fact that he's among the top four and the top ten is surprising to me. So, you know, but I think, you know, Anthony Richardson's another year or two away, but, man, that guy is just he's a freakish athlete.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, Bryce Young is just, you know, he's just cool and calm and poised and productive. C.J. Stroud, I like, but we've seen other Ohio State quarterbacks, and that's probably not fair to evaluate them that way. But we've seen other, including the one the Steelers had, you know, sadly, the late Dwayne Haskins, 50 touchdowns in 1 year. He gets to the NFL, and he's just a complete bust. So, you know, but I, you know how teams value quarterbacks. But I think what it does, too, Steve, it points up how bad that quarterback draft was last year. I mean, my goodness, no Kenny Pickett went at 20. He could have gone at 31, and there wasn't another quarterback drafted until the third round, Malik Willis. When do you see that from quarterback-starved teams, quarterback-desperate teams in the National Football League? So, yeah, they over-evaluate him, but they didn't over-evaluate him last year because the only guy who went in the first round, and most teams weren't sure that he was a 20 pick, that was Kenny Pickett. So we'll see how it unfolds, but it looks like four for sure are going to go. I guess Herndon Hooker, I guess he has some major medical concerns, and I don't think I think you're going to see him drop in the draft.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, I think we lost Steve there, but I'll ask one more draft question as to we asked Dave Zangara, NBC Sports Philly, a little bit earlier about how he views the dynamics between and the argument between C.J. Stroud and with Bryce Young in terms of how that might go up and earlier in the draft tonight. How do you view that?
Yeah, I think that's another situation where a general manager is risking his job if he passes on Bryce Young. I like C.J. Stroud, but when you're evaluating guys who are winners, who can play at any level in any system, and do the things that Bryce Young does, like I said, I think some general manager is asking for it if he picks C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young.
There we go. I told you I promised one last one on the PGA going to Oak Hill. So love the track. It's right near my son's house. What do you think? Second one through, and what do you think about John Rahm?
Well, I it's more what I think, and then believe me, it's nothing to not like about John Rahm. To me, the guy who is just so impressive is Scottie Scheffler. I mean, the guy doesn't miss a shot. He's on every board, and I expect him to go out and be and win the PGA. I'll tell you who else, though, too. And you know I'm a big Jordan Spieth guy. He is playing really, really, really well, and it would be great to see him win the PGA and complete the Grand Slam. And I could see that happening the way he is playing. You know, Oak Hill is the type of golf course where it's going to require somebody to navigate, and he does that as well as anybody. But I just think, and as impressive as John Rahm was at Augusta, double bogey in the first hole and then coming back with seven birdies and an eagle in that round, and then coming back from Brooks Koepka and overtaking him, it was just it was very impressive. It was very impressive. There's no question about it. And I expect him to be up there again. But I'd say watch Scotty Scheffler.
Well, Jerry, we certainly appreciate the time, especially on a day like today. Enjoy the rest of the links here tonight. Enjoy the draft, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, brother. Good to talk to you, Matt, and give Steve my best, of course.
I will. Thanks so much, Jerry.